Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The day starts with clear skies over Jerusalem and a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv. It's a mild morning in Haifa, perfect for a stroll by the sea. The night ahead promises to be warm and pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, France and its allies are considering coordinated sanctions to pressure Israel over West Bank measures. That's according to earlier reporting by Times of Israel. Also, the U.S. may transfer Iranian assets to Gulf states to cover damage from recent strikes. Ynet reported this earlier today. Also this hour, Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel, according to Forward. Separately, U.S. forces have shot down two Iranian attack drones threatening traffic in Hormuz. This comes from a report by I-24 News earlier today. And finally, Hezbollah is in turmoil after Naim Qassem rejected an agreement with Israel. Walla reports this development from Beirut. Reaction has been swift on social media. AMK Mapping reported just minutes ago that four Israeli reserve soldiers were injured in a Hezbollah drone strike in southern Lebanon. Balaz News shared good news earlier today. A missing 14-year-old boy from Tiberia was found safe after a public appeal by Israeli police. Sharon Haskell, an Israeli politician, expressed deep sorrow over the loss of two IDF soldiers in southern Lebanon, posting about their bravery earlier today. Let's go deeper. Starting with France and its allies, they are looking at national sanctions against Israel, especially over West Bank measures. As Times of Israel notes, this comes amid EU deadlock on a collective response. The aim is to pressure Israel on its policies. This could strain diplomatic ties further. Turning to U.S. actions in the Gulf. After Iranian attacks on Kuwait and Bahrain, the U.S. considers using Iranian assets for reconstruction. Ynet highlights this as part of a broader strategy to counter Iranian aggression. This move could shift regional power dynamics. Meanwhile, Hezbollah's rejection of a ceasefire complicates efforts for peace between Lebanon and Israel. As Forward explains, the U.S. brokered deal aimed to reduce tensions. With Hezbollah's stance, the conflict risks further escalation. In a related development, the U.S. shot down Iranian drones near Hormuz. This action by CENTCOM underscores ongoing tensions in the region. As I-24 News reports, the drones posed a threat to vital maritime routes. The incident highlights the fragile security situation in the Gulf. And finally, Hezbollah's internal conflict emerges as Naim Qassem distances from an Israel agreement. Walla notes this could destabilize Hezbollah's position in Lebanon. The implications for Israeli-Lebanese relations remain uncertain. Turning to business and markets. First, a new report claims an Iranian missile damaged a secret Israeli intelligence facility in Tel Aviv during a February strike. Keytech covered this development, highlighting the unit's geospatial intelligence role. Separately, Israeli tech leaders recently met with ambassadors and diplomats to boost global investment. Ynet Business reports that the forum aimed to strengthen ties and investor confidence. And finally, a court ruling now limits local authorities on property tax discounts for those not enlisted in military service. Walla Business explains this decision adds scrutiny to discount applicants. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.